With Roam, every single day, we see tons of great deals, and we send a selection of that through our newsletters, to our users, as well as social media. But you can just search on Roam. And I would say the best deal right now is just first-class deals, right? I think the best one right now is ANA First Class from US to Japan. That's a $15,000 to $20,000 cash fare that you can redeem for about 70,000 points or approximately $70.
Welcome to the VectorShift podcast. VectorShift is an AI automations platform. On this podcast, we have conversations with founders and experts in fields such as AI and B2B SaaS.
Tim, welcome to the VectorShift podcast. We're super excited to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Tim is the co-founder and CEO of Roam. Roam is Google Flights using credit card points and miles. For our listeners today, we'll discuss Tim's background. What is Roam? What are some challenges of using credit card points and what Tim has learned from running a startup? Again, welcome to the show. And maybe you can kick things off and talk about your background and, you know, what got you here today.
Sure. So I'm an engineer by training, found myself in the world of finance. So over the past decade, I've invested billions of dollars in travel related companies as well as financial services companies. And I've been a big points geek ever since college. And if I were to add it all up, probably have flown over $200,000 worth of first class and business class using just points. So essentially free. Started Roam really to solve my own problem of having to manually search across each one of those different airline websites, find those golden points redemptions. And I guess for the listener who doesn't who's not as in depth about points, international business class can cost around $5,000 to $10,000 per ticket. With Roam, we can help you book that ticket for just 50,000 points or approximately $500. That's the secret to the world of points, and that's what we want to help everyone take advantage of.
Absolutely. Maybe double click on, you know, credit card points and, you know, what you were doing before Roam existed. You know, maybe like, you know, couple of years ago, how were you searching for these deals and going through these websites and finding these opportunities?
Sure. So the points world is a big secret. So even though vast majority of Americans have points, they don't really know the best way of redeeming their points, right? So for me, I had many cards, whether that was Chase, Amex, Capital One, etc. So I had to keep track of all the points I have across those credit cards, understand their airline transfer partners, so which airlines of the 30 plus airlines these credit cards have that we can transfer points to. And again, each card only transfers up to about 10 to 15 different airlines. So you have to know which specific airline is tied to which specific card. And then once you know that, you have to go to all the different airlines websites. So 15 to 30 different websites and search for your route. So your route, your date, and your fare clause. But God forbid you have flexibility in dates, or you are flexible in your location, right? So you can just think of how that multiplies and how much time that would take to do manually.
Sorry. Explain, you know, the user journey, you know, for Roam and, you know, how, I guess, you know, maybe what Roam is in your own words, and, you know, how it solves this problem that you just mentioned.
Yeah. So maybe I'll talk about what Roam is, right? Roam is aspirational. Roam is your dream come true. We are helping everyday Americans book their dream vacation, right? We're unlocking this hidden world of points and helping everyone save thousands of dollars. Okay. If you were to look at the typical user journey, right, similar to what I was explaining before in terms of my own manual search process, but let's say you are an everyday American, you just have points, you really don't know how to use them, right? Most people aren't even aware that you can transfer points to an airline, right? They don't know that the best redemptions are on booking with an airline directly, right? And this creates two types of scenarios, right? One is the user just like has a form of FOMO. They're like, hey, I don't know how to best redeem my points, so I'm just letting them stack up. And then there's other set of users who are just, they just give up. Right? They just redeem their points for 1 cent per point and give up on the dream of, hey, booking a flight for 20 cents per point. That's sort of what the user struggles with, right? And if they do understand points, they're searching manually on United's website, Delta's website, Air Canada's website, right? And they're doing these routes manually, individually, by date, by route, by location. And that's extremely time-consuming.
Absolutely. You talk about, you know, Roam is aspirational. I know you know your first product line, you know, is to help people search all these deals. Yeah, you know, where are you guys heading, and you know, what other problems do you see?
Yeah, I'd say our goal is to help users achieve their dream, right? And how do we go about doing that? We want to simplify the world of points, the world of travel, right? So right now we have a flight search for points that searches across 6 different airline loyalty programs instantly. A user doesn't have to know where their points are, what are the different connections and the intricacies between the airlines and the banks. They can just search and then it can be filtered, right? We help them through that process. We also want to bring this to hotels. We want to simplify that process, right? We want to help users manage their wallet, right? If I were to say Amex Platinum, for example, there's probably 30 plus different benefits and hidden ways of using Amex Platinum that most people don't even know about, whether that's getting status at Marriott and Hilton, right? To trip delay insurance, all of that wrapped together. We want to help them simplify that, understand it, and use the benefits to the fullest extent.
Boy. Just out of curiosity, I mean, I personally really like, you know, hunting for deals as well. You know, I travel a ton, especially when I was back in consulting. What are some best deals that you've seen out there in the market yourself, and maybe through Roam?
Yeah. So with Roam, every single day, we see tons of great deals, and we send a selection of that through our newsletters, to our users, as well as social media. But you can just search on Roam. And I would say the best deal right now is just first class deals, right? I think the best one right now is ANA first class from US to Japan. That's a $15,000 to $20,000 cash fare that you can redeem for about 70,000 points or approximately $700, right? That is an amazing redemption. And most people never even dream of being able to fly first class,
yeah,
right? We're making that possible to the average day users. And you're probably asking 70,000 points. How do you achieve that, right? A credit card signup bonus is anywhere from 50 to 100,000 points, or maybe 200,000 points, right? It's very achievable with just one credit card.
Yeah. And for people like me who don't know a lot of this, like how do these deals, you know, get originated? Is it kind of airlines and credit cards, you know, they're adding new deals every day? You know, how does this work? How does this market work?
Yeah, so it's a high level. Airlines reward loyalty members with seats in business or first at a good price, which is important, right? And why this dynamic works is the seat that an airline flies, so you're flying United, right? That's perishable. Once the plane takes flight, if you don't fill that seat, that's gone. Yeah. So they want to both fill up their planes, and if they can't, right, with cash fare, they want to fill it up with people using points with their loyalty members. So that's why they exist. It's to drive loyalty, fill capacity.
Mm. Got it. Now maybe we head over to the product side a little bit. You know, why is this like from a technical side, why is this a difficult problem in your eyes to solve?
Yeah, so maybe I'll explain sort of why credit card rewards is challenging to start, and then you can understand why technically that becomes very hairy to solve. Right, so credit card rewards is extremely complex, constantly changing. So you have the credit card providers, Amex, Chase, Capital One, Citi, who are constantly tweaking their sign-up offers, their benefits, criteria for earning points, annual fees, et cetera.
Right.
Then you have over 30 different airlines that these credit cards can transfer to, who are also constantly changing their loyalty programs, how the terms of how you redeem those points, the pricing of points redemptions, and also just hidden rewards if you redeem your points a certain way. So that's just top level, right? And let me drill down to a specific example. So we talked about ANA first class. That's probably the most popular redemption right now that people are most sought after, right? It's still very hard to find. So to book an ANA first class from US to Japan, right? This is a $50,000 ticket for $700, right? One, you need to know ANA is a Japanese airline. It's part of Star Alliance, which Star Alliance is United, Air Canada, a collection of airlines that work together, right? But did you know the best way of booking this ANA first class flight is using Virgin Atlantic points? So it's already become like confusing, right? I already mentioned like five different airlines just to start. But you probably don't know that you can redeem ANA flights using Virgin Atlantic points because Virgin Atlantic is part of SkyTeam, which is Delta, Air France, and others. So a separate alliance, right? And you typically are only able to redeem points to fly on airlines within the same alliance. But Virgin Atlantic has a special relationship with ANA outside of the airline alliance. Have I confused you enough already? And it just gets more confusing from there, right? So there's another wrinkle. You actually can't find ANA flights on the Virgin Atlantic website. So you can't book it online. You have to manually call Virgin Atlantic's hotline to directly book. And now it comes like, well, so if you can't see the flight on Virgin Atlantic's website, how do you even know it exists, right? Well, you need to search on United or Air Canada's website for this ANA booking. Because, and you don't want to use ANA's own website because it's very hard, clunky, it's hard to use. So that's the base set here, right? And then you throw in credit cards. You need to know that first you can transfer credit card points to an airline. Then you need to know which airlines you can transfer those points to, specifically which credit cards transfer to Virgin Atlantic. And then you need to create a Virgin Atlantic account, transfer those points, which should take a few business days. And then that's the complexity, right? So to sum it all up, you need to know that you can book this flight, $15,000 for economy. Prices at $700, right? You have to search on United's website. You know that Virgin has a relationship with ANA, even though they're not in the same airline alliance. You know which credit cards transfer points to Virgin Atlantic, transfer those points, and then manually book.
Yeah.
That's something that's super complex, and you have to be very in the weeds to even know how to do that, right? We're taking that complexity, right? And there's even more complex scenarios, right? We're boiling it down. And we're doing this all for you with our search engineer, right? And eventually we want to automate that as well to stitch together things based on your preferences. That's why it becomes so complex and hairy.
So, and you know, all these credit card deals, they change every year. So you guys are manually going in and figuring out all these details every year. Is that how it works?
So there's obviously some parts that are manual, right? Which is obviously if there's benefits that are changing, like that. There's also automated, so we're able to pull out whatever's publicly available on price information, right? But obviously the manual part is knowing which airlines transfer to, which credit card points transfer to which airlines, knowing the benefits, all of that. But in terms of the data on the flights, we can gather that based on public information.
Bye. Maybe we can talk about a little bit about go-to-market next. How did you guys find your first, call it like 10 users of this, and how have you guys scaled ever since?
Yeah, so this goes back to our founding story. So we created Roam for ourselves as a side project because we were trying to book a first class ticket to Japan, and we were spending probably 10 to 30 hours each way trying to figure it out, right? So we were like, hey, we don't want to do this manually anymore, search across all the different airlines, look at flexible dates, all of that, right? We wanted to simplify the process for us. So a little mini project covering a few different airlines where we allowed the user to search from origin, destination, date, fare, class. And we released it on Reddit sort of just to give back to the points community to help them out, right? Because this is something everyone struggles with in the community. And that just blew up, right? Had a lot of virality to it. People loved our product. We were saving them hours of time and hundreds up to thousands of dollars, right? That's how we got started.
And the first users were, what do you say, people kind of similar to you guys that are like points, people very interested in points as well before you guys expand to more, you know, general population. Would you say that's true?
Yeah. So there's probably two types of users, the points experts out there who are helping them save time and sort of the people who are points interested, I would call them, right? They have points. They don't have the best way to redeem them. And we probably got a little bit of both at the start, right? Even if you're points interested, you probably tangentially follow Reddit or read some blogs, stuff like that, right? But I think the real value is we help the points interested everyday person realize their dreams. And I think that's where the value we provide is.
But maybe talk about how you guys grew to kind of where you guys are now.
Yeah, so I think the bulk of our growth has been organic viral. So because we've created such a cool product, I say people, again, tens of hours, thousands of dollars, there are bloggers, people of influence within the travel points community who just post about us, right? They recommend us. It's just a great product. And then also just the users themselves, they're sharing it to the friends. It's really cool to show your friend you can fly from US to, let's say, France for 50,000 points, $500-ish, right? That's crazy in business class. I think in the future, obviously, we want to sort of explore more how we can tap into virality, create virality ourselves, explore other avenues for growth.
Yeah. Maybe for other people who are, you know, interested in, you know, the virality aspect, you know, what are some, you know, avenues are you guys exploring? You know, how do you set your business up, you know, for that?
Yeah, I think number one is knowing your customer, right? And engaging them, making them feel like they're part of your community and you're providing value for them, right? So we talk to customers every day. I literally am always on my phone, Instagram or TikTok, talking to people who are just starting their journeys or more advanced users, right? Helping them figure out the best ways of redeeming for points, which is even telling them how to even do their first redemption. And so we're engaging them where people are, whether that's Reddit, Instagram, Facebook, wherever it is.
You mentioned earlier that you started a newsletter. You know, what are some tips there? And, you know, I'm on my journey creating content as well. And like, what are some tips that you have? And, you know, what has worked, what has not worked?
Yeah, I'll say my experience is maybe a little bit nuanced just because we're sending out deals that are almost exploding, right? If you're not booking it, someone else is booking it. So that taps into sort of the users who everyone wants a good deal, right? So they're always going to use that to open it and click into it, right? So we've been growing that organically, right? So people who are interested in your website, they'll subscribe if they want to search themselves. I would say for, I guess, more generalized advice, you just have to provide value, right? If you're providing value, people will subscribe, they'll open and they'll read it, right? That's probably the biggest thing. You shouldn't create a newsletter solely for the purposes of furthering your own business, right? Because that's never going to be open, right? It's just marketing and ads, right?
What else are your priorities, you know, as, you know, the founder and CEO? Like you said, a lot of your time is spent talking to users, talking to customers. What else is on your mind?
Yeah, I think it comes from talking to users, talking to customers, right? It's just like, hey, how do we make their lives easier? How do we simplify the redemption process? Can we go broader into travel, right? How do we make travel easier, right? Travel is still pretty complex. A lot of the systems that they rely on are pretty old, right? Can we simplify that? There's so many different players. It's not really consolidating, right? So that's probably more high level future thinking, right? But I think the nitty gritty is like every day is like, how can we make our customers' lives better?
Amazing. Well, Tim, thank you so much for your time today. I just have one last question that, you know, I ask everyone, you know, that comes on to this podcast. You know, there's a big debate in Silicon Valley about how important your idea is versus how important, you know, your execution is. I'm curious about what your thoughts are on this debate. I mean, this idea is something that you had, that you experienced yourself. So I'm sure there's I don't know how much weight you put on that, but you know, I'm sure there's a lot of execution challenges they've had to overcome and you know are still overcoming. So curious about your thoughts there.
Yeah, sure. When I think of idea, right, it's really, is your idea solving the user's burning problem, right? So I think you always have to figure that out. I almost think ideas are table stakes, right? Any successful startup, you need to have a good idea, right? That's just it. A lot of people pivot, right? Which is great because they're literally trying to get customer insights and solving their problem. But I think once you have that idea, it's all about execution, right? It's, you just set the baseline. You assume everyone has a good idea, right? It's all about execution because there's always going to be competition, but only constantly putting time and effort, constantly trying to improve your product, listening to the customer feedback that's both negative, as well as positive, right? That you will be able to achieve, if you want with your business.
Bye. It was great chatting today. Thank you for your time again. And wish you guys best of luck. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you for having me.